gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise commends knowledge, but the mouth of the fool spouts folly. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, observing the evil and the good. A soothing tongue is a tree of life, but a perverse tongue crushes the spirit. A fool rejects his father's discipline, but whoever heeds correction is prudent. The house of the righteous has great treasure, but the income of the wicked is trouble. The lips of the wise spread knowledge, but not so the hearts of fools. The sacrifice of the wicked is detestable to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. The Lord detests the way of the wicked, but he loves those who pursue righteousness. Discipline is harsh for him who leaves the path. He who hates correction will die. Sheol and Abaddon lie open before the Lord. How much more the hearts of men? Mocker does not love to be reproved, nor will he consult the wise. A joyful heart makes a cheerful countenance, but sorrow of the heart crushes the spirit. A discerning heart seeks knowledge, but the mouth of a fool feeds on folly. All the days of the oppressed are bad, but a cheerful heart has a continual feast. Better a little the fear of the Lord than great treasure with turmoil. Better a dish of vegetables where there is love than a fattened ox with hatred. A hot-tempered man stirs up strife, but he who is slow to anger calms dispute. The way of the slacker is like a hedge of thorns, but the path of the upright is a highway. A wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish man despises his mother. Folly is joy to one who lacks judgment, but a man of understanding walks a straight path. Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors they succeed. A man takes joy in a fitting reply, and how good is a timely word? The path of life leads upward for the wise, that he may avoid going down to Sheol. The Lord tears down the house of the proud, but he protects the boundaries of the widow. The Lord detests the thoughts of the wicked, but the words of the pure are pleasant to him. He who is greedy for unjust gain brings trouble on his household, but he who hates bribes will live. The heart of the righteous ponders how to answer, but the mouth of the wicked blurts out evil. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. The light of the eyes cheers the heart, and good news nourishes the bones. He who listens to life-giving reproof will dwell among the wise. He who ignores discipline despises himself, but whoever heeds correction gains understanding. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and humility comes before honor.